Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 485.
On Now You Know. So Roland Percher posted, today Tesla will overtake Volkswagen to become the top-selling car brand in Norway for the quarter.
So green is Volkswagen and orange is Tesla, selling more than 7,000 cars so far this quarter.
Even though there's a bunch of stories out that Tesla had a tough month in May, there are a bunch of standout countries. So last week, the Southern Environmental Law Center and the NAACP threatened to sue XAI over XAI's alleged use of unpermitted gas turbines to power the XAI Memphis data center.
They claimed those gas turbines were polluting the air around the facility.
So on Tuesday, XAI Memphis posted this. XAI welcomes the independent third-party data showing no dangerous pollutant levels at test sites near our Memphis data center. We have built a world-class data center in Memphis, and we couldn't have done it without the support of the local community and its leaders.
Andy Lund said yes.
So maybe this will mean that lawsuit's going to go away? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that it was never about the gas turbines, was it?
Well, and the other thing is, you know that if Elon had the choice, he would definitely do it with solar and batteries. It's just he had to get this thing up and running so fast. So, I mean, eventually it's not going to be gas turbines.
Mm.
So we keep monitoring people taking robo-taxi rides in Austin because it wasn't just that Sunday, and we keep seeing how it's going.
Zach from Black Model 3 posted 40 Tesla robo-taxi rides, zero interventions. Don't listen to the media. They haven't experienced it for a reason. Had such a great time with the robo-taxi in Austin this week. Never once felt uncomfortable or nervous. Really smooth rides.
Yeah, I saw Sawyer Merritt's post showing that he took like 20 robo-taxi rides without a hitch.
And Zach from Black Model 3 had another robo-taxi ride that would have been tricky even for human drivers.
Yeah, he said Tesla Robotaxi perfectly handles an active construction zone in a lot with forklifts moving, a truck, and a tight corner to go around with workers next to it. Well done, Tesla AI. Check it out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, we did see a Robotaxi ride that Dave Lee was taking on Tuesday where the Tesla safety monitor did intervene and stop the car using the stop in lane button. Check this out.
Oh. We got an interesting situation. Okay. The UPS car is coming very, very close to us.
Okay, so the UPS truck started backing up to park in that parking space, and the robo-taxi, well, we don't know what would have happened because the safety monitor pressed the stop and lane button.
Right. I mean, it might have backed up to let the UPS truck park. We just don't know. I mean, it looked like the robo-taxi was going to try and pull around the UPS truck by pulling into the parking spot. And I believe that's why the safety monitor hit the button. It was honestly a tricky situation for any driver. And I think maybe the UPS driver was actually at fault.
But this was the intervention. This was the time. This is the one intervention that I've seen. And again, I want to remind everyone who doesn't live in a city with Waymos that this is a pretty regular sight.
Yeah, Jack Glazier said, Waymo turned into oncoming traffic on the way to work. It sat there confused for 45 seconds with its hazards on. Then it proceeded to back up into oncoming traffic. And they're about to let these guys on the freeway.
But of course, the media has been hard at work misleading everyone.
Tesla's robo-taxi peppered with driving mistakes in Texas tests.
Yeah, Chris Dirty Tesla said, literally, what the f*** is wrong with these people? I said they can use the video if they also include the video showing Robotaxi's ability to pull over appropriately for an ambulance. I don't want positive-only coverage. I want balanced coverage to tell the entire story.
Yeah, Reuters asked Chris if they could use his footage of this. He said, here is the one mistake I could pull out of Robotaxi that I mentioned yesterday. Overall, the problem lasted about 40 seconds. We didn't even get a honk. Check this out.
Our team has identified an issue and is working to resolve it. Please exit safely. Thank you for riding in the Robotaxi. Should I actually get out?
The car parked here?
Yeah.
Robotaxi support, how can I help you?
Can you just please resume the ride?
Copy that.
Thank you.
All right, so we got hazard lights on. We're waiting for remote operator to resume the ride. Very cool. They checked in immediately. They said, what's going on? Resume the ride. And there it goes. All right.
Yeah, so he, at the last second, decided to get it to drop him off someplace new, which I don't even think you can do in an Uber. And it had a little problem, and there had to be an intervention. No one got hurt. No one beeped, even. So it wasn't really a problem. That's what Reuters wanted to focus on instead of this.
So, yeah, we literally had... It pulled over.
Yes, it pulled over.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
The robo-taxi just pulled over for the ambulance.
And back on the road.
And it's back on the road.
Yeah, buddy.
But of course, Reuters didn't. Reuters just wanted to spin the story negatively, and that's why you cannot trust the legacy media outlets. They have a continued track record of doing this FUD reporting on Tesla and Elon.
And that's why we're here, okay? To bring you what's really going on.
Right. I think that we've shown you more mess-ups that the robo-taxis have done. Again, didn't hit anybody, didn't hit any cars.
No, and like, why couldn't they talk about the fact that this did a very human thing? It pulled over for an ambulance. I see a lot of, I say human thing. There's so many humans that don't pull over for ambulances. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tesla Economics Robotaxi avoided a peacock in the road.
Yeah, everyone that I've seen is reporting that Robotaxi is doing a great job. There are some constructive comments about the app.
Yeah, I saw someone say that the app should allow you to position the pickup and drop off like an Uber app using a PIN instead of an address.
And I'm sure that Tesla is going to continue to tweak and improve things. I mean, they are good at software.
But overall, this has been a very successful rollout of Tesla Robotaxi. And again, just like Zach predicted a couple of weeks ago, the media won't write a single positive story about it. And this is, honestly, it's a little frightening because I can understand if it blocked an entire intersection like Waymo does. I can understand if it started driving down the wrong way down a street. Like, I mean, Waymo does.
We talk to people from around the world, and if they're not clued into this way of getting the media, then they have this completely wrong. They're just like, oh my God, I heard that this Tesla's screwing up in Austin, huh?
Right.
And it's like, wow, I think that everyone's on top of things like this, but they're not.
Right. So if you're talking to somebody, you can just go on X, and luckily everyone here is just putting little clips on X, and you can just pull it out and show everyone, hey, here's what it is.
I thought we'd lighten the mood right here with the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup. A SpaceX-themed Cybertruck with Molly panels on the outside.
Isn't that cool? I didn't know you could put Molly panels on the outside. I guess you can do whatever you want. Now, I know you don't want to wrap your Cybertruck, but would you get that wrap?
Digicamo? No. No.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And SpaceX's Falcon 9 launched the Axiom 4 mission yesterday at 2:31 a.m. from Kennedy Space Center, carrying four astronauts to rendezvous with the International Space Station.
And they're scheduled to arrive today, right?
Yes. In fact, by now they should have arrived.
Dragon contact and soft capture complete.
Yeah. So Shubhanshu Shukla from India is the group captain, and this marks India's return to space after 41 years.
Wow. 1984 was the last time an Indian astronaut was in space?
Yep. Peggy Whitson is from the United States. She's serving as the mission commander and a former NASA astronaut now with Axiom Space. Slaus Unanski-Wyszynski from Poland, a European Space Agency astronaut. And Tibor Kapu is from Hungary.
Wait, so Axiom Space is a company? I thought this was a NASA mission called Axiom 4.
Well, it's a NASA mission, but yes, Axiom Space is a private company headquartered in Houston. It was founded in 2016, and their goal is to build the world's first private space station called Axiom Station, which they plan to start building in about 4 years. This is also the maiden flight of Crew Dragon C-213.
C-213.
Human-cybold relations.
I wish it had a catchier name.
Well, the crew did name it Grace. Commander Peggy Whitson said, "Grace is more than a name. It reflects the elegance with which we move through space against the backdrop of Earth. It speaks to the refinement of our mission, the harmony of science, and the spirit and the unmerited favor we carry with humility. Grace reminds us that spaceflight is not just a feat of engineering, but an act of goodwill to benefit every human everywhere."
This is the fifth and final Dragon ever to be built. And the crew was launched on a Falcon 9 booster that had already flown, launching Starlink satellites into orbit.
On Wednesday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced that Mexico will be suing SpaceX over debris and contamination from Starship launches. She said that Mexico is reviewing international laws and will be conducting a comprehensive environmental impact assessment for the state of Tamaulipas.
So is this because of the Starship 36 static fire test that blew up last week?
Yeah, it probably exacerbated it because the state of Tamaulipas authorities already collected significant debris and also micro debris scattered over about 40 kilometers of coastline, and remains a challenge for cleanup efforts. My guess is that SpaceX will offer to mitigate with some kind of cleanup funding and that this will go nowhere politically or legally. I mean, look, Getting to Mars and beyond is for the sake of all humanity. And if Mexico pushes, I can almost guarantee that Tesla will nix their plans to build Giga Mexico, at least during Sheinbaum's presidency. All right, it's time for Going Green. And if you live in the Austin, Texas area and you are served by Austin Energy, check this out. This Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can turn in your working gas leaf blower or weed whacker and exchange it for a free electric one.
Units are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. The event is being held at the Habitat for Humanity Restore at 500 West Ben White Boulevard in Austin.
So we've been using electric leaf blowers and weed whackers for years now, and I have to say, I do not miss the gas two-stroke engine ones. The electric tools are quieter, lighter, and there is no maintenance.
We've reviewed ones made by Ego and Badger over on our Now Let's Review channel, so go check them out.
And if you do go get one of these free electric ones, please let us know in community mail time.
Yeah, take some pictures, send some video in at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
All right, it's time for sunspots. So I thought it'd be a good idea to remind everyone that those boring Tesla power walls in people's homes can also be used to power their neighbors' homes. Elon reposted this Tesla Energy X post. Tesla Energy, tonight, the Powerwall fleet in California dispatched 345 megawatts to the grid during a virtual power plant event, reducing the need for fossil-fueled peaking plants.
So that was from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday in California.
It's funny. My grid used my power walls on Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. because the weather here has been so hot in New England. And if you look at this chart, as Tesla Energy says, the two U.S. markets with stable electricity prices today are the markets with the greatest adoption of solar and storage. And this is backed up by a 2023 Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory study that showed that solar plus storage systems reduced peak demand costs by up to 40%.
Yeah, but I can't read the names of the two most stable. CAISO and
CAISO stands for California Independent System Operator, and SPP is the Southwest Power Pool.
And what are we?
We live in ISON, or Independent System Operator New England.
Well, holy crap. Our electricity prices on June 24th, the day that our grid used your power walls, in fact, exactly when they were using your power walls, went from $50 to almost $500. That's 10 times the price over the span of just 6 hours.
Yeah, that's why VPPs are so valuable. So here's a screenshot from Tuesday at 6:13 p.m. as my power walls were delivering 11.6 kilowatts to the grid. National Grid had started filling up my power walls early in the day because they were preparing for this, and that is all from my solar system. And at 6 p.m., they started pumping those electrons onto the grid to my neighbor's homes. You can see here that me and 1,438 other homes were delivering 10.5 megawatts at that moment.
And we were both there in the house and we didn't notice a thing. And the grid pays you, right?
They sure do. Depending on the weather this summer, the grid can use my power walls up to 20 times and they will pay me for each use.
But as we just saw with the price, they're getting the better deal out of it.
I mean, I make quite a bit of money.
I know, but if you were like, I'm not going to sell until $500, you could make a lot more.
Maybe. It's a lot of money.
Sure. Well, yeah, I know, but like, wait till there's more VPP.
I know. Well, wait till it's deregulated and we can actually be our own power utilities. Mm. All right, it's time for the Patreon bonus stories. Lots of fun bonus stories on Patreon that you are missing out on unless you are one of our wonderful patrons.
And don't forget, another one of our lucky patrons will win a Tesla Model Y front cooler.
Another one. Another one.
Just like Christopher from Texas did.
We have a post on Patreon for it, so just comment and we will pick another random winner soon, so go do it before you forget. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon shout out. These are the awesome folks who support us for $5 or more a month. Who do we have today, Jess?
We've got Abbott Sayre,
Craig Hart,
Dave Anderson,
Jiwon Yum,
and Scott Hurlbert.
Thank you guys so much. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. So Yashu Sharma said, remember when Reuters told you in 2021 that Apple Car was coming very soon to eat Tesla's lunch and they would beat them to launching robotaxis?
And Elon says, I remember.
Elon posted, Optimus V3 is going to be excellent review with Tesla Optimus team.
Beth said, is Optimus going to run a Grok voice assistant? That would be pretty cool.
Elon said, already does. SMX says, Elon Musk just confirmed Tesla Optimus Robot V3 is going to be absolutely perfect, a true masterpiece.
Elon said, not perfect, never perfect, but it will be something profoundly special.
Alexander said, Italian.
And Elon said, bullseye. I think that was a joke.
All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found in the world of superchargers.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I'm in Monroeville, Pennsylvania, right off of the Pennsylvania Turnpike at Interstate 76 and Business Route 22. This Gecko is open 24 hours. It has sandwiches, subs, coffee, breakfast. There are bathrooms. There are handicapped stalls for those in need. And this is a 6-stall supercharger, 250 kilowatts V3. And also in the back, there is two energy stations by Gecko. I don't know much about them. Looks like they're still in progress. They're not powered on or anything like that. There is a CHAdeMO and a CCS connector on those as well. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. Ryan Markham here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Looking at Supercharger 42 in Arizona, Scottsdale, not too far from the 101. It's a pretty good location. A lot of amenities. There's a Harkins Theater though over there. There's a Raising Cane's, lots of food nearby. Again, not too far from a freeway. This place here, Coffee Plantation, my father-in-law owned it. I don't know if he sold it yet. Hopefully he didn't, because otherwise he's sitting on a gold mine. But either way, the 16 stall, I would rate it about a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for Supercharger reviews. If you guys want to check out all the Supercharger reviews in the world, you can head over to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and you can see the map where they're all there, and you can upload your own. Thank you for joining us today, everyone.
I just want to remind everyone that the new EVJECT Breakaway Connector 2.0 is now available, and for a limited time, you can use our exclusive code NYK at checkout and save 20%. So quick, before they run out.
EVJECT's UL-compliant breakaway connector is the only way to drive away while you're plugged in. If you don't use it, you are stuck.
It makes a great gift, so get yours today at EVJECT.com.
Thanks for joining us. Now you know.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.